Do you work with anybody who is incompetent? The Australian HR Institute says almost 20% of workers aren't very good at their jobs. CEO of the Australian HR Institute is Sarah McCann-Bartlett. She joins us now. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, Tom. How are you going?
Well, good. So how do we decide whether someone's not very good at their job?
Well, the question we asked is we asked employers what percentage of your workforce is not fully proficient. So that means not being able to do 100% of their role or all of the tasks well. And there are a lot of reasons for this, and it's not about necessarily being incompetent. We've seen our workplaces have really high employee turnover still. Over 30% of employers still have annualised turnover of 20%. So that's 20% of skilled workers walking out the door.
And is that
tough to recruit.
Yeah, but is that because they're walking out because they're not good at their jobs, or they're walking out because they actually are good at their jobs, they can get a bit more pay somewhere else, or maybe a mixture of the two?
It's really a mixture of the two. So with the cost of living crisis, we know that employees are looking for higher wages because they've been working on negative real wages, inflation, cost of living higher than the wages increases. But also, employees are also looking for upskilling and training. They know that their future careers depend on their employer training them up and giving them the skills for their next job and their next job.
If 20% of people aren't good at their jobs, is that actually an indictment on the employer for picking them in the first place? Like, does it sort of say we're not very good at employing the right people sometimes?
Sometimes, though, in a very tough employment market, as we have now, we're pretty much at full employment. 40% of employers are telling us it's really difficult to hire at the moment. Sometimes those people, the right people for your job, just aren't out there. And so employers are struggling a bit.
I've read, and personal experience tells me this is true, that men will tend to embellish their achievements and their abilities quite a lot. Whereas women will say, well, unless, you know, if there's five criteria for this job, if I don't meet all five, I won't even bother to apply. Is it possible that, you know, it's mainly men who aren't good at their jobs because they sort of lie about how smart they are?
There's no evidence either way that I'm aware of that says that. But certainly, anecdotally, I've heard the same thing that, men are prepared to say, well, I meet two out of the five, I'll give it a good go. And, women, and this is a gross generalisation and just perception, will say, well, I'm only at four out of five, then maybe I shouldn't apply. Employers don't expect everybody to come in at 100%, and that's what the onboarding and initial training period is for, to get your employees up to speed. The problem employers have at the moment is they need to do that fast.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, one of the things we do in here, and I think it's a smart move, and I think a lot of businesses do the same thing, is you get a trial period, 3 to 6 months, and if it doesn't work out, you can just say, look, I'm sorry, we're going our separate ways. Is that something that businesses should do?
Yes, that's the probation period. And yes, there is that period where you can do that as an employer. The other thing that we're seeing a lot of employers doing is that they're changing the way they interview. And as you get towards the end of that interviewing process, you're asked to actually do a task that shows whether you've got the aptitude to actually do the role itself.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for your time. Sarah McCann-Bartlett, the CEO of the Australian HR Institute.